Okay, picture this scene. A market in the city of Lahore, Pakistan. A group of young women walks past the stalls as male customers start staring at them and harassing them with catcalls. One woman stops in her tracks, throws off her headscarf, and begins a dance routine to Beyoncé's Run the World, Girls. Then five other women join her. It sounds like a movie, and in a way it is. It's actually a scene from an online marketing video for a Pakistani women's clothing company called Do Your Own Thing, and has taken Pakistan by storm. My colleague Shaima Khalil is a BBC Pakistan correspondent. So how often do you see spontaneous Beyoncé dance routines in the bazaars of Pakistan, Shaima?
Do you know, I kind of daydreamed about them, but no, I've not seen anything like this video in Lahore. And, you know, obviously, as you said, this was an online campaign of a clothing line, a small clothing line. But, you know, all joking aside, you know, this is Pakistan at the end of the day. And this is a society that is extremely sensitive about how women are portrayed, not just in the media, but in public in general. There's a lot of weight that comes with being a woman out in public. Your image says a lot about you, says a lot about how people interact with you. And I guess in a way, that's why this company wanted this to be a symbol for women's empowerment. But the backlash was almost immediate, Marco.
Yeah, well, it has taken Pakistan by storm, as I said, and it's not all good. I mean, what are the critics saying about this video?
Well, different people have different problems with it. So the feminist groups, for example, said, look, enough with the women empowerment message. You know, you're commercializing feminism, you're commercializing women's empowerment. Their criticism is that this particular ad shows, you know, conventionally attractive women, as they put it, that looked of a certain class, and it put them in a context that was meant to kind of vilify men of a lower class. There was an interesting, I'm just looking at an article from Dawn, a local newspaper, and the article put it as, you know, there was a sense of discomfort in the video, that they were surrounded by these men who were filming them. And it said there was a sense that they were watching caged animals in a zoo. On the other hand, though, some other women were saying, listen, feminism comes in all shapes and colors. It's not just about the serious issues. Actually, it's about daily lives. And the video does make a point about women's mobility, about their place in public space, and the fact that they have to put up with harassment. And that's the kind of dialogue that this video has generated. And, you know, like it or not, I think what you can agree on is that the PR stunt was on point with the clothing line, for sure.
How much of an issue is street harassment in Lahore, Pakistan, in Pakistan in general?
Well, you know, I've reported extensively in Egypt, for example, and I'm originally Egyptian. So if you compare and contrast those two countries, for example, Pakistan doesn't come close to what women in Egypt or India, for example, have to put up with. It is a very, very conservative society. And there is a level, and if you go to Lahore, and I've been there many, many times, I don't think that you get the physical harassment, but definitely you get the stares. And I think you've seen that in the video, that, you know, as a woman walking in public space, especially on your own, you do get a lot of questioning stares about, you know, what you're doing here. I had a conversation with a group of women who've decided that they wanted to reclaim their own public space. And they decided that they wanted to go to the, you know, traditional cafes, tea houses, traditional tea houses that mainly are frequented by men. And when we were sitting around, I said, look, it actually feels quite uncomfortable because we're three women sitting among a sea of men and everybody's looking at us. And surely that makes you uncomfortable. Mm. And they said, but that's the thing that we have to fight. But you definitely feel that you're the odd one out. You definitely feel stared at, and you're kind of like in a fishbowl almost.
So Shaima, given how polarizing this video has become, do you think it's the start of a larger conversation about harassment?
Do you know, I think the conversation has already started, if I'm really honest, because this is kind of the latest and like I said, the starkest example of women wanting their voices to be heard, wanting to be seen in public space. But for example, I remember also reporting on the Women's Rights Bill, and it was when a grand cleric, one of the most well-known clerics, came out and said that a husband can beat his wife lightly to kind of put her in her place. And at that time, you know, many, many women came out, especially on social media, and a hashtag started, try beating me lightly. And women were saying, well, I'd like to see you try beating me lightly and see what's going to happen. And so I think that these issues about harassment, about women's place in public spaces, whether it's markets or streets, is already starting, because I think that especially the younger women, women who go to college, women who go to universities and schools, are tired of the fact that they have to be tied down by a family member to go anywhere or to do anything. And they're also tired of, when they do this on their own, of being looked at oddly or of being harassed. So it is a conversation that is coming out in different ways, but definitely it's being had in a big way on social media.
My BBC colleague Shaima Khalil in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks as always, Shaima.
Always a pleasure.